You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.
Today on our show, we're talking with Ellen Letcher. Ellen, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much.
So let's talk about what you're doing now. What's happening in your studio? I really love your work, and I'm looking forward to talking about it. But what are you working on now? What's happening in your studio, or what are you preparing for?
Right now, I'm just kind of finding my way. Last year at this time, I was preparing for my second solo show. So now I'm free to explore whatever I want to explore, which is it's a good place to be, I think. Get a little lost and see what happens. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some more sculptural stuff, but now I'm feeling like maybe going back to some paper things. I don't know. I'm going back and forth.
So that's nice. You're an experimental, you're feeling free to experiment and do whatever you want with whatever medium you want.
Totally, yeah.
And what happened, how was the last show? Are you represented by a gallery now or no?
Well, I was, but the gallery is kind of changing the way they want to work. So it's kind of up in the air, their next stage, what that's going to be. So, yeah, I do feel kind of free. I don't feel represented at the moment, maybe. So.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. That's part of how you're thinking then. Part of it is this is, and, you know, just correct me if I'm wrong, kind of a transition then to how your work will reach market or not.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting place to be, you know, being in one hand being there and then the next day not. Or in transition, but I think it's good. I do think it's good because it's kind of liberating, and it kind of puts you back in a different mindset, maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you also teaching now, or doing other things?
I don't teach, actually.
So you make you a full time artist then?
Sort of. I do have a part-time job, but for the most part, yeah, I'm just, yeah, working on my art. I was in a career, well, kind of a career, accidentally, sort of. For 13 years, I worked in magazine work, and that job ended, like, 5 years ago. So I did have a lot of time to just kind of focus on my own work and make choices based around that after, you know, leaving there, which was a big, big part of my life.
Leaving that world, that commercial world, you mean? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
pursuing totally. Your own vision of.
Yeah. At the end of that, I mean, I ran a gallery with a friend. We did it for 2 years, and that kind of ended at the same time my job ended, so a lot of, like, I've had a lot of change in the last 2 years, so.
And where was that gallery? Let's talk about that a little bit in that time a little bit. Where was that gallery that you?
That was in Ridgewood, Queens, right on the border of Bushwick. It was called Famous Accountants. And it opened in, like, 2009, and then we had a run of it for about 2 years. Yeah, it was a really good experience. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but.
Yeah, I have, but I've never been there. It's a great name, so it's kind of memorable. And what was that like for you? What did you learn from that? What did you see? Because that was the first time you were ever curating or involved in something like that, right?
Yes. Pretty much, yeah.
What did you see or learn from that, if that's not too broad a question? Yeah.
What did I learn from that?
Yeah, I get that kind of collaborative experience with all those artists and creating a gallery. I mean,
it was kind of like a lot of forces coming together at once, and it happened really, you know, it was pure synchronicity with the shows and everything. It happened really organically. It was really, I mean, it's hard to explain. What did I learn from it? I mean, it was amazing. When I hear other people talk about running galleries and dealing with artists and blah, blah, blah. Everything was like a dream, really. I mean, the artists we dealt with were amazing. It was really just us, like, getting the space picking the artists that we wanted, and everything else kind of just happened. I mean, yeah, it was a lot of work, but, you know, like, you know, whatever. But honestly, it was really easy. It was like everything just fell into place.
That sounds great. Sounds like, you know, nice group of people, really. And then, so then moving forward, just from that, what happened next after that, after the gallery closed?
Well, I moved out of the building. I was living in that building. And so I moved studios. I don't know if you know anything about that building.
I don't.
Genesis Piorage lived there with Lady J. I don't know if you know anything about that. They had originally built out that space to be like a performance or gallery space, and Lady J had died right before it could come to fruition. So that's when it kind of like, first I had my studio there, and then my friend had approached me about doing the gallery, and I'm like, well, we should just do it here. It's already built out for a gallery. So that was one of the pieces of the puzzle that just fell into place. But then I ended up leaving there because Genesis wanted to come back and use the space to do some work on for retrospective. Anyway, it's a whole long story. But I ended up moving to a different space kind of nearby. And now I'm like sorting out this space. Probably got a train behind me. And working on my own work, but yeah, all this stuff is intermingled.
Right. So you moved out, but then so then you began. That was kind of the beginning of a different phase, right? Of just creating your own work.
Yeah, and then I got asked to be part of this gallery, Pocket Utopia, on the Lower East Side. That kind of happened at the end of that. It was like kind of a convergence, and then I did my first solo show there, and with all the
and how was that received? What was the work in that show, and how was that received?
It really well, really well. It was a really like a mix of a lot of stuff that I've been working on over that time and previously. I guess some of my work could be considered autobiographical, although I don't think of it that way totally, but. Because it can be read on any level, I hope. But so that was just kind of a continuation. And then I spent a lot of time with that gallery. And then they ended up merging with the gallery Hansel and Gretel Picture Garden. So Pocket Utopia merged with them. And, you know, I just kept working, moved my studio, kept working for like another 2 years. And then had my show there last. It would be coming up in the end of August. So then that brings you to now, which in a new space, new things happening. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can say whatever you want to say. So in that time, though, maybe let's just focus a little bit on how your work grew when you were, you know, from Famous Accountants to, you know, Hansel and Gretel Picture Garden, whatever, all that, how they came together. How did your work grow in that time? I mean, that was a time of, like, two solo shows, wasn't it? Or more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's been, it's becoming more three-dimensional, but like I said, it's a more of assemblage sort of pieces, but I'm feeling itching to get back to something really simple and then going back and forth. I get sick of sometimes working on the same thing and I like to branch out, but then like I'd like to come back and I'm thinking maybe I'll be ready to come back, but we'll see, you know. It's a lot of, you know, doing it over and over again kind of, but wanting to do it. I mean, sometimes you don't, but not, I mean, I'm a firm believer in, like, wanting to do it, wanting to do what you're doing.
Hmm. Well, I am a firm believer in wanting to do what you're doing, too. I mean, the trick is, though, when you're not sure what you want to do, right, and that's kind of the space you're in, doing something that you want to do, but you don't know what it is, which is, kind of only a space an artist can be in.
So you're talking other
it sounds like things that aren't work on paper necessarily, but sculptural things or installations.
Yeah, it's a mix. It is a mix. Yeah. They're objects, too. They're objects, paper. I'm in a show right now, which is probably like, it's like weird when you don't know what you're doing and you're like just showing whatever, not whatever, but and like nothing I have in the show that I currently am in has any, it doesn't have anything to do with paint. There's no paint on it whatsoever, which is not normal for me, but that's just the way that it turned out.
What is it? What piece is in there?
Actually, it's like a toolbox with a collage just kind of placed within it, kind of gingerly.
That's really beautiful. I don't think I've seen an image of that. I think your work is very, very, very poetic to me, very evocative, though it's so varied to me. I don't know, it seems powerful, seems to be kind of loaded with emotion, and I don't know if I'm just bringing that to it because it could easily be read, I suppose, in another way, but especially objects I see that way. Do you see them that way, or are they much more formal to you?
Yes and no. I like that you say that because I feel like I like them that have kind of like an energy off of them. I guess the paper pieces seem a little bit more formal, but I do try to bring some sort of vibration to them and let them vibrate a little. I hope they do, and when they don't, then I'm like, or if they're not, if I don't feel like they're resonating with me or like doing that to me, then I kind of get like, oh, I don't know about that. So sometimes somebody outside will be like, no, it's doing that. I'm like, yeah, but I'm not buying it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Sometimes like the disconnect between what a viewer will see and an artist may or may not see, especially when it comes to things like poetics, right? It's hard to call your own work poetic or to think that you achieved something poetic, but it seems that other people can call it poetic if they want to.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know why that is. Well, it's been really great talking with you. Is there any shows or do you have a website that you want listeners to go to or anything that you want to leave the audience with?
I do not have a website, but I am online, and the show I'm at is at Outlet. And if you go on to Hansel and Gretel Pocket Utopia's website, then I have work and stuff on there. So you could always go there. But the show is an Outlet. It's in Bushwick. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
There'll be a link to it in the interview so people can go see it. And when does that show open and close?
I think it's up till August 22nd. It opened last week. It opened last Friday.
Okay, thanks so much. It's really been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Thanks so much. It was so nice talking to you.
You're listening to Yale Radio WIVC. This is Brainerd Carey with the Art World Demystified.